You know what? Why don't we just have you back in a couple weeks to see what we've come up with?
I'm happy your pen is black.
What about Wheel of Fortune?
And this better not have Tokyo Tony.
Trust me, we got it. After taking into account all of your concerns and criticisms, we realized there's really only one black woman any of you want to see on screen. So we gave you what you're looking for.
Who does she think she is?
Nope.
Problematic.
So cringy.
She thinks she's better than me.
I'm triggered.
Y'all weird for this.
No, she would never make it into Soho House looking like that.
Ah, this is too gay, but also not gay enough. Throw the whole thing away.
This is violence.
I don't know why, but this is making me mad.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal. Reach the
eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio, WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city, like the 64th annual Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival, which brings a diverse lineup of performing and visual art attractions to a new location in the heart of Pittsburgh's downtown cultural district. The community festival welcomes hundreds of artists from throughout the region and around the globe for 10 days of live music, dance, theater, gallery exhibitions, public art, creative activities, and the artist market, free and open to everyone. The full lineup is available at trustarts.org/TRAF. Everything wraps up on the 11th, so don't dilly-dally, and unless dilly-dallying is your thing, in which case, knock yourself out. What else? Enjoy Wrestling returns to Mr. Small's Theater in Millvale on Saturday, June 17th, for Something to Write Home About, featuring matches between Enjoy champion Edith Surreal and Sue Young, Enjoy tag team champions The Production and Bird Law, and much more. Tickets and more information are available at enjoy-wrestling.com. Rip, Repair, Repeat is the 2023 Distillery Artist in Residence Group Exhibition at the Brew House Association. The Distillery Residence is one of BHA's longest running programs, a year-long residency that provides studio space, mentorship, and professional development to 7 Pittsburgh-based emergent artists to help them transition into a sustainable professional artistic career. This year's exhibition features work. This year's exhibition features Sandra Abaki, Tara Hayes, Jamalia Plott, Nick Sardo, Rachel Morgan Simmons, Zim Zayed, and Paige Tibby. And I apologize to all those people because I probably just messed up their name. I apologize. The work in the exhibition speaks to the process of mending and making whole while also acknowledging the cyclical nature of the creative process, that taking apart is as much a part of moving forward as putting together. Rip, Repair, Repeat is on display now through June 17th at the Brew House Association, which is located at 711 South 21st Street, Unit 210 in Pittsburgh's South Side. More information is available at brewhousearts.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a snack and a beverage. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by calling them at 412-321-1834. Moving along to the concert calendar. Tonight at Stage A is All Time Low, along with Mayday Parade and Games We Play. Edict is at Preserving Underground, along with Second Death, Infurious, and Chump. Roboto Project is hosting Palette Knife, Thanks I Hate It, Over the Weather, and Wasted Space. Yob will be at Spirit Hall, along with Cave-In and Wind Chimes. And Window Weather will be at Spirit Lodge, along with Dopamine and Trip Lotus. Tomorrow, MS Paint from, I think, Mississippi, will be at the Roboto Project, along with Positive Thinking and Planet Jackpot. Kim Ritchie is at the Club Cafe. Sun Glaciers will be at the Government Center, along with James Castle and Bath Time. Thunderbird is hosting Let Down. Spirit is hosting Paging Dr. Moom, along with Slam Band and Sam and Velvet Rouge. On Friday, OAR is at the Stage AE, along with the 502s. Francis Grove is at the Roboto Project. Snot is at Roxian, along with Night Lovell, DC, The Dawn, and Micro. Club Cafe is hosting Hotel Fiction, along with Your Seek. Misophonia is at Club Pittsburgh, along with 3MM3, Void Dweller, Lilac Webb, and Jamie Lee Coitus. Mesh is at the Government Center, along with X-White, Gundy, and Grinhound. Trailheads are at Thunderbird with Solar Circuit and Big Blitz. Bread Not Bread is at Collision, along with Salva Brin, Nasty Taxi, DJ Treebug, and Jack. And Spirit Lodge is hosting Planet Q with Cadence McQueen, Brianna, Lydia B. Collins, and DJ Rojo. On Saturday, the Clarks are at Stage AE with Chet Vincent in the music industry. SRSQ is at Preserving Underground. Blood Chill is at the Roboto Project with Dizzler and My Cat Seeks Ghosts. Black Forge Coffee House is hosting America Part 2. I don't know if that's right or not. I thought they were closed. You might want to call first. Action Camp is at Club Cafe, along with Dream the Heavy and Moontown. The Curls are at Government Center with Sundogs and Matthew Danger Lipman. Feeble Little Horse is at Thunderbird, along with Merce Lemon and Gina Glory. And Gorilla Box is hosting Laser Crunk, featuring DJ Mad with Cutups and Keebs. On Sunday, Death Angel is at the Craft House. And I think we'll leave it at that. If you, your band, your artistic event, your social engagement, if you'd like your information included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org. What else can I tell you while I'm telling you things? I can tell you that if you ever had a dizzy spell and almost fell, or if you're afraid that these spells are getting worse, there is a helpline from the Vestibular Disorders Association at 800-837-8428, or visit liferebalanced.org for more information and maybe some help. So, as usual, playlist for this show is available at our website, wrct.org. This is a band called Somnolent.
this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Thank you. Shala. Thank you.
there in Radio Land. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, a show called Consolidation. It's June. It's Gay Pride. It's Queer Pride. It's all us queers, all us pride. All us pride? Yeah, grammar out the window. June, when four on the floor invades everywhere. That is KXP with History of Techno Parts 1 and 2. Before this, you heard a track from a performer known as, I know I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. I'm going to say it's Brii, B-R-I-I, which is an alternate mode for a performer also known as Kayatara, which I am also not probably pronouncing correctly. They have a new album out called Ultimo Ancestral Comum. You heard a song from that called Alienigena Interior. This is where I say there is a playlist for this show available at our website at wrct.org, where you can look at the spellings on all this and look it up for yourself, because good luck on my pronunciation. Abstractor before that with Abyss Above. Asher Gamidzi before that with a song called Melancholia from the Turbulence and Pulse LP. Janaka Stuckey before that, although it was mostly not Janaka Stuckey, it was Lori Goldston laying down some burning, burning cello from an album called Ascend, Ascend, Janaka Stuckey, live in Seattle with Lori Goldston. A song called Bariah, The World of Creation. We started off with a song called Two from a band called Somnolent, from an album called The Infernal Expanse. So, I don't really have anything else to tell you. I think I'm all caught up on that stuff. But yeah, Gay Pride, Queer Pride, all-inclusive, non-mainstream pride, I guess. I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm just tired and dumb right now. So just so it's clear, you know, despite the fact that the music played on this show generally does not fall into the stereotypical gay music, despite the techno in the background right now, it is being played for you by a big old queer, so kind of in that, like, I'm playing it, so I'm claiming it. It's all queer music. But towards those ends, I think it's also important to have some representation of queers in the actual production of the music, because Lord knows there are enough barriers. And while a lot of people in metal are totally cool, it is also a scene where faggot gets thrown around still, and worse. So, yeah. So along to those ends, I'm going to lose some techno and get into some yelling.